Blackstone Audio presents West of Sunset by Stuart Onan. This book is read by Christopher Lane. Once again to Trudy. There are no second acts in American lives. F. Scott Fitzgerald. Nothing was impossible. Everything was just beginning. F. Scott Fitzgerald. Chimney Rock. That spring, he holed up in the Smokies, in a tired resort hotel by the asylum, so he could be closer to her. A bout of pneumonia over Christmas had provoked a flare-up of his TB, and he was still recovering. The mountain air was supposed to help. Days, he rode in his bathrobe, drinking Coca-Cola to keep himself going, holding off on the gin till nightfall, a small point of pride. Sipping on the dark veranda as couples strolled among the fireflies rising from the golf course. Outside of town, Highland Hospital crowned the ridgeline, a spired Gothic palace in the clouds worthy of a bewitched princess. He couldn't afford it, as he couldn't afford the other private clinics they'd tried, but he pleaded poverty and hashed out a discount with the trustees, begging the money from his agent, an onerous form of credit borrowing against stories he'd yet to imagine. He had no choice. At Pratt, they left her too much alone. She'd strangled herself with a ripped pillowcase, nearly succeeding, the livid band across her windpipe a reminder. One night while she was strapped to her bed, the Archangel Michael appeared, glowing, and told her the world would end unless she could move the Seven Nations to repent. She took to wearing white and memorizing the Bible. In her